Greetings. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Tuesday, 13th of January, 2026. Today I'm going to visit with the audience about Trumpula. Donald Trump sucking the life out of the globalist agendas. Trumpula. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I always open this way because I forget to give you the website where you can listen to these This Present Truth programs or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. And I always forget to give the P.O. Box address. You can support me at this point via mail. I also Stripe. If you do the digital contributions through your apps. Trumpula. Donald Trump is sucking the life out of the globalist agendas. I'm pretty sure you want me to explain myself. So I will. I'm going to read the articles out of the BBC, Reuters, NPR, to see what they say about Donald Trump. People are under the illusion that Donald Trump is an insider, was placed in the presidency by insiders, when the fact is he is anything but an insider. He's sucking the life out of the globalist agendas. What agendas are we talking about? How about the rules-based international order? How about a unipolar world order? How about a multilateralism and the objectives of multilateralism? I'm looking at five different things here and need to get slow down. A liberal international order. These are the agendas of the globalists, which Donald Trump is not. I hear people scream, they go mad, trying to accuse Donald Trump of being a globalist, an insider. So let's see what the BBC has to say. Donald Trump has a grand plan to reshape the world order as it existed, the world order that Cecil Rhodes, through his vision of a future white world order. This is why the nations are upset, because they know, the leaders of these countries, many know that the bigot, Cecil Rhodes, wanted a new world order run by whites. The British had to change they had to rephrase it. An English speaking based world order rebranded. And nothing against white people, nothing against Hispanic, Asian, Black, Indian, has nothing to do with race, has to do with power. For 80 years, there was a an order that bound the United States to Europe. This is out of the BBC. This was about 3 days ago, on the 10th. At one point, the United States was bound, tied into Europe. There was a plan to a commitment of defense and a common set of values. This era inaugurated in 1997 by President Harry Truman. The U.S. pledged support to defend Europe against expansion of the new Soviet Union. America led the creation of NATO, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations. What is happening presently? This insider, as many claim, Donald Trump being an insider, why is he dismantling? Why is he, his thoughts have been, the U.S. needs to get out of the UN. We should cease funding the United Nations. All of these, we created NATO. Trump would like to get out of NATO. But Marco Rubio had a law passed that we could not leave NATO. So Trump has his hands tied. But he's making them ante up more finances every year. The World Bank, the IMF. These are creatures. These are like Frankenstein. Creatures created by, yeah, you can say the United States of America. Or was it by a family, the Rockefeller family? The Rothschilds, they created Frankenstein creatures in Europe to rule Europe for a couple of hundred years. So at the time when NATO, the World Bank, IMF, United Nations came into existence, it was known basically as the rules-based international order. Nations committed to a series of mutual obligations, shared burdens, designed to defend the democratic world against hostile authoritarian powers. Now the U.S. National Security Strategy, which was published this last December, signals that the endeavor has ended. The Trump administration ended the rules-based international order. Most people don't realize this. Most people don't realize what an international rules-based order is, or a rules-based international order. But the National Security Strategy, again, published an article which signaled by the White House that the endeavor has ended. And about a year ago, J.D. Vance, he had, almost a year ago, February 2025, he said that the real threat to Europe, which at one time was Russia, is no longer a threat from Russia, but the threat is from within. He warned American European allies that this was coming in Munich, in the Munich Security Conference in February 2025. So he says the real threat to Europe isn't Russia, but it's from within Europe, the European countries. From the countries censuring free speech, suppressing political opposition, and therefore undermining European democracy, And according to the article, he was damning about the leftist liberal network. So you can say Trump is an insider. You can say Trump is a globalist. Not true. At the time, there was a French newspaper, Le Monde, said that the speech was a declaration of ideological war against Europe. But the national security strategy codifies Vance's remarks in black and white, elevates them to the status of doctrine. Quote, certainly America is no longer the country that promoted the global values that have been in place since the end of the Second World War. End of quote, says Karen von Hippel, who previously held senior positions in the U.S. State Department and is a former director of the Royal United Services Institute, a white wall think tank. She says, quote, it is shifting to a very different place. These are just, you know, comments made by individuals, but the reality is we are watching a change occurring with this president and his administration on a global scale, not just politically within the United States. Later, I'll discuss the shift is of the magnitude that is causing a great shakeup, terror, fear, anxiety in the old global order structure. What caused the concern? Donald Trump, on the 2nd of January, sent troops into Venezuela. This is a new creature. Donald Trump has become a completely different creature. They see him, they go back to last year, halfway through the year, to the time he was sworn in. They didn't think things would change. Everything would be copacetic. The seas would be calm, gentle breeze. But all of a sudden, Donald Trump, who was never to be in a position of power as president of the United States, is president. And as president, after the first of the year, he's a new creature, Trumpula, sucking the life out of these globalist agendas. Look what he did last year. Sucking the life out of all these corporations and government agencies, sending American finances to the world. We're the heart pumping blood to the world, to the nations of the world. The NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which are to be neutral, receiving billions of dollars and funneling those billions to the rules-based agencies, the multipolar world agencies. I'm sorry, the unipolar world agencies. Donald Trump is a new creature. And then it goes on to say, this is the BBC. The BBC is rattled, but they're telling the truth. Certainly, America is no longer the country that promoted the global values that have been in place since the end of the Second World War. Again, Karen von Hippel. It is shifting to a different place. Why is it shifting? Because Donald Trump has shifted. Last year, he shifted using Doge to find out where the hemorrhages are in the system. So if the world is moving away from that order, what is it moving towards? What does that mean for the rest of the world? This is the question that the BBC is asking the senior correspondent, Alan Little. What is it shifting to? I'll tell you what it's shifting to. Everything but a unipolar, multilateralism, a global order ruled by the West, by families in the West. It's shifting away from the United Nations, from NATO. Donald Trump is a new creature, Trumpula. We have a different world today. International institutions, notably the United Nations, they've been marked by dramatically anti-American sentiment, have not served our or any other particular purpose, says Victoria Coates, vice president of the Heritage Foundation, who was previously the deputy national security advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump. Quote, change to the international order is inevitable in a changing world. The other issue we face here is that when the so-called rules-based international order was established after the Second World War, which was 80 years ago, China wasn't a major concern. We just have a different world today. Absolutely true. Russia is not the threat. The threat is this international rules-based order. The people calling the shots out of Europe, out of the European, what is it, the EU, and out of each of the European countries individually. Emmanuel, God not with us, Macron, and the new president of Germany, the new leader of Germany, von der Leyen, who's the head of the Nazi daughter, the granddaughter of Nazi what were they called? They would be called war criminals. And the new what's his name out of Germany, the one that just left. Also, his father, his grandfather, war criminals. Their grandparents, war criminals. And here in this country, all the criminals who should have been prosecuted, German scientists, medical, pharmaceutical, engineers, should have all been prosecuted. But they were brought to America. And here, and they and their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren reside in the United States of America. The termites in the structure. Only Christ can remove them. Then the rules-based international order, built in the years after World War II, created by a generation that had come of age during the era of great power geopolitics and had seen the system descend twice into catastrophic global conflict. The international order, which was flawed and incomplete, though it undoubtedly was the legacy of that experience, But the national security strategy argues that the American strategy went astray in the years since, and it blames what it calls American foreign policy elites. So this administration is identifying what was and what it has become, and how it is a detriment to not only the United States, but internationally. Continuing to quote, they lashed American policy to a network of international institutions, some of which are driven by outright anti-Americanism, and many by a transnationalism that explicitly seeks to dissolve individual state sovereignty. It states that if in the future, the U.S. will seek to roll back the influence of supranational bodies. Supranational bodies. Continuing with the national security strategy, they say that we stand for sovereign rights of nations against the sovereignty-sapping incursions of the most intrusive transnational organizations. The world's fundamental political unit is and will remain the nation-state. We stand for the sovereign rights of nations against the sovereignty-sapping incursions of the most intrusive, again, transnational organizations. Well, I wish I could say honestly that this will be basically the direction the United States is going to go, but it won't be. Later in the article and later in the program, I'll mention about the coming administrations. The coming administrations, once again, prior to Donald Trump, starting with Jimmy Carter, all the way to Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, globalists. They are the individuals that supported these transnational, intrusive transnational organizations. They are the globalists. They are the rules-based order proponents, the liberal international order, the unipolar order, meaning the United States has a right to rule, period. The unipolar world order. I'll explain it to you. I'll explain myself. Here's the definition of a unipolar world order. This was Carter, Reagan. Reagan, great in many ways, but ungreat in many other ways. A unipolar world order is a global structure where one nation holds predominant power and influence over others. This system creates a hierarchical framework in international relations where the dominant state shapes global politics, economics, security dynamics. Characteristics of unipolarity. One superpower in a unipolar system, one state, such as the United States, post-Cold War, dominates military, economic, and cultural spheres. Lack of competitors. The leading state faces no significant challenges or challengers, allowing it to exert considerable influence without counterbalance. Global influence. The dominant power sets international norms, practices often leading to a specific set of interactions among states. Okay, go back to Carter, to Obama. This is exactly the politics. This was the order. This was the system of control. Internationally, an order where the nations, there were penalties for not complying with what is expected. So that gives you an idea of who these men prior to Donald Trump were, these administrations. Donald Trump has not been cut out of the same cloth. The reason I present so much on this current president is because to view him as a globalist, meaning as a body of very powerful people whose objective is world hegemony, complete rule of the entire globe. That's who these people are. To view Trump in that light, you make a big mistake. You don't see the big picture. You're up at 35,000 feet in a commercial aircraft, and your view is over the wing from your window. Your window is right over the wing, and you can see ahead of you, to the left, around to the back, but you can't see what's underneath the wing. You have an obstructed view of what is beneath you. Now, if you go back 10 seats, 12 seats, now the wing is up ahead of you, and you're able to get a clear shot of the contour of what is beneath and what on the horizon. But still, if you don't understand the difference between Carter all the way to Obama, you don't understand a unipolar world system. Multilateralism, rules-based international order. So you have to get back away from the wing. Then you have to remember, you're seeing only what is to the left. You need to go across the aisle and look out the window on the right. If you want to get a better view and a balance, you have to get away from the wings up front toward the back, and you need to get a view from the left and the right. Without understanding Donald Trump, how he is different than Obama, Bush Jr., Clinton, Bush Sr., Reagan, Jimmy, you're not going to understand what Trump is doing. It's impossible for you to realize and grasp who he's up against, what he is doing. He is sucking the lifeblood out of these globalist plans, going back even before World War II, going back to 1901, Teddy Roosevelt and that the presidents from that point forward, even from the time of Abraham Lincoln. If you weren't careful, you got the flu as a president. When you push back against that order, which the conceptually the plan was already being developed, from a concept into practical ways in which to change the world, rule the world, own the world, control the societies, not just become wealthy, not just become powerful, but you got to remember, from the time a person is born to the time that they die, they're always generally in a state of advancing whatever it is that appeals to them. That doesn't end. Like with intellectuals, they're always going to have a book in front of them. They're going to have a book in their hand. With the pedophiles, these people, you have to put them in jail. And basically, depending on the degree of their addiction, you might just have to end their lives. Starting with Cecil B. Rhodes, with his witch secretary, a male secretary, who did everything for him. They came up with a diabolical, satanic plan to rule the world. The British have taken that plan. That plan jumped the ocean to the United States in 1902. And it was picked up. And that torch was carried by the Rockefeller family in this country, by J.P. Morgan, by the Vanderbilts, by the Carnegies, Ashtors, many of these individuals. So Trump, like it said here early in the article, so there's a big shift. I guess you could put it this way. Ross Perot's famous statement, there was a big sucking sound, American dollars going south. Now there's a great sucking sound. Donald Trump, who is cutting off the air supply to the cabals, to the, when I say cabal, you think of drugs. I'll phrase it differently. Cutting off the lifeblood to organizations that are working with powerful people, being controlled by powerful people, to bring in American world hegemony. It will, to a great degree, happen still. So, this is what the BBC has to say about Donald Trump. I'm going to read a few more points in the article. Now, the Kremlin has responded, and this is what Sir David Richards, General Sir David Richards, has to say. I thank Trump, Xi, Putin, and their more authoritarian acolytes are seeking to return us to an era of great power politics, according to Field Marshal Lord Richards, who, as General Sir David Richards, was the head of the UK's armed forces from 2010 to 2013. So, the Kremlin comment was this: we need to be careful about the rules-based international order, which is a term that came into general use in the last decade or so. Look back, continuing to quote, you find plenty of violations of the rules, Vietnam, for example. So there's a sort of a rosy glow about the past at times, and everyone should be careful about nostalgia for what was a complex past. According to Sir Lawrence Freedman, Emeritus Professor of War Studies at King's College in London. Everybody's scratching their head. These people who are top historians, they understand politics, geopolitics, they understand changes that happen with the not only countries, but what happens on continents, what happens in the United States and the U.S. with Canada, Central America, South America, Africa. There are some international law experts that have questioned the legality of Trump administration's actions when he moved into Venezuela. That's why I say Trump is a new creature. He's a new, different person. This operation, there are many who are opposed to it. Definitely the left, the far left, the extreme left, the left that is so far out, they are bound and frozen in place because they've even gone out into space. The temperature is 230 below zero. They're frozen in place. They don't know what to do. So some of these international law experts, they question the legality of Trump's actions. They argue that the U.S. may have violated international status governing the use of force. What was it Donald Trump said? Something to the effect, I don't care about international order. Something to that effect. I don't care about international order. He's not here to protect the globalists in the other nations internationally. He cares about the United States. I'm going to quote Robert Wilkie, who served as the Undersecretary of Defense in the first Trump administration, who told the BBC at one time, under American law, it certainly was legal. He said, concerning Maduro, most of the European partners have not recognized his regime, so he is an illegitimate figure, kind of like Joe Biden. Joe Biden was an illegitimate figure as vice president. He never was vice president. As president. He was legitimately vice president, but illegitimately president. He did not win the election. And more proof is coming out weekly. More investigation has proven it was a thrown election. You can scream, rant, rave, holler, have a fit. Truth, just the truth. Now, they didn't recognize Maduro and his regime. Because of that, he stripped of the normal protections that heads of state would have. So in other words, Maduro didn't have any protections, especially when they're looking at the constitutional provisions that exist in the United States. These provisions supersede anything that the UN says. I don't care what they say. I don't care about international law. I don't care what the UN says. Trump, before he makes a move, he does consult with military advisors, staff, with his wife, just to make sure. Before I do anything, I talk to my wife or I get in trouble. And really, it is Melania that's running the whole show. Well, I don't think so. But anyhow, so this military operation in Venezuela, which led to the capture of Nicolas Maduro, the national security strategy claims that the United States had the right to be the preeminent power. We have the right to be the preeminent power in the Western Hemisphere, in Latin America, with the neighbors in the Caribbean. And they need to align with Washington's interests. The Monroe Doctrine, which now people call the Donroe Doctrine. Doctrine is doctrine. You play an interstate and you don't want to abide by the signs that are present. If you play on the interstate, you will die. You mess with this new Trumpula, you will go to prison. And the thing is, most likely, Maduro was actually granted life by Donald Trump. Trump got him out to save his life, the life of his wife, his children, his grandchildren, because the Cuban security personnel would have killed Maduro rather than let him leave the country alive. They would have killed him. He would have got the flu. He would have been dead. Muerta. And his wife and his children, if they all flew out on the same plane, you're going to get probably an ancient Stinger missile hitting that aircraft, and they're all going to die together. So this Donald Trump, the BB says, concerning the Monroe Doctrine, this is a muscular reassertion of the 1823 Monroe Doctrine. A muscular reassertion. They're absolutely right. Who do they think they're messing with? They're not messing with Joe Biden, who wasn't president. And the Monroe Doctrine and its promise of U.S. supremacy in the Western Hemisphere. Colombia, Panama, Cuba are also in the president's sights. And this all began, this is the BBC, began with the Panama Canal. According to Victoria Coates, quoting, the degree to which control of the canal is necessary to the United States cannot be overstated. Then also, China, being Latin America's biggest trading partner, and has been, one of the, has contributed to the infrastructure of these nations. The NSS is going to roll back Chinese influence in Washington's backyard. When the canal was handed over to Panama in 1999, says Coates, quote, we were in the assumption that China was a reasonable actor. Now China has become a bad actor. Bad actor. Messing with Trumpula. Well, that turned out not to be true? Question mark. So making sure the United States retains a prime position over the canal is critical. And I think Panama is for the first time getting that message from the United States. With Donald Trump, listen, I forgot, the program is This Present Truth. Podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. the website, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Then you have an article out of Reuters. Trump's exercise of raw power upends world order, sending foes and friends reeling. Trump is upsetting this old world order. He's upsetting it. He is not just pushing back. He's taken the columns that the old structure has been sitting on. He's taking the columns out, weakening what they have, how they have been able to rule this country and keep the nations of the world hostage. And I haven't even mentioned that part of what is being shaken, the most important part, is the cancer within the government of the United States of America, the cancer. We're at about a stage 4 cancer. Trump has taken it back to stage 2. Is he going to be able to clean the cancer out of the system to the point where, what is the term when you're cancer free? No. He won't be able to do that. The cancer will remain. The sickness will continue. The whole system is sick, head to toe. This president has at least given the United States of America, for the American people, not the system, for the American people, he has been able to. There's been an injection of cancer fighting, I don't know what you call it, properties, political properties, military properties, economic properties. You know, the old thought, so many are screaming about, upset about, promises made, promises kept. He's taking care of things that he didn't even promise. He didn't promise anybody he was going to take Maduro out. But not promise made, but a promise kept. He didn't make a promise that he was going to destroy the rules-based order, but he's doing it. The unipolar system, he's doing it. The Klaus Schwab, Fauci system of control economically through sickness, he's trying to deal with it. Now, I'm going to do the another additional program. This is the first hour. Again, today's the 13th of January, 2026. I began to post my programs again in June the 30th of 2025. I began to post. I was able to put a few programs up. I had a serious car accident. And that took me out of the flow, took me out of the race for a little bit. And I had trauma to my upper body. And because of that, if you go back to programs in the past, I had a little bit better volume, but I have been having to, you might say, kind of rebuild my lung capacity and strengthen my diaphragm. And at the same time, I did some type of damage, a little bit of damage to my vocal cords. So I have to work my vocal cords more than, you know, like muscles. If you don't use them, you lose them. So because of that, I had to take a break, but I began to record again. But I am doing layering from June 30th. I begin layering process to get to the point right now. And my main focus, along with many other things, has been the center to a great degree has been Donald Trump. Again, he is going to be replaced. He is going to leave office ahead of time. He stated on the Tuesday, a week ago today. See, today is the 13th, so we're to be about the 6th or 7th. That if this coming election, if the Republicans do poorly in the midterms, he stated, quote, "They will remove me." Who's they? These people that are in this, in multiculturalism, not multiculturalism, multilateralism, unipolar, the rules-based order, they'll remove him. I'm almost hesitating to begin this next article till the next hour. So, but what I was saying is, I've been having to recover. I'm recovering well. I feel good. I'm doing well. It was a great, I guess you could say, kind of a 3, almost 4 month break. And I enjoyed it. And there's been so much happened from July to about November of last year that I was not able to cover. Many, many very important matters that weren't covered, especially in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's just beginning the campaign to finish the war in the region. He's partially finished. He hasn't completed what needs to be done. And Xi Jinping, Donald Trump has thrown a curveball to Xi Jinping, a knuckleball. It doesn't have a normal trajectory. It is floating. Donald Trump is throwing a knuckleball to the globalists, to his enemies, within and without. That ball is just kind of floating, and you just don't know what's going to happen the next day. The whole world, maybe in this country, people are CNN, MSNBC, all of the fake news networks, they're covering him to ridicule, to undermine, to make fun of. And it's working because everybody's watching what they have to say. And they don't mean to, but they are actually revealing to the society the great things that Donald Trump is doing for the American people. And there are many people jumping from the left side of the plane. They want a view from the right side of the plane. So they're going across the aisle. They're getting back away from that wing, that big wing up front, getting back to get a better view. They want to see the truth about what's happening in this country and what Donald Trump is really all about. Why the hubbub? Why is it that these individuals, on the women especially, they go ballistic? Because why? They're feminists. They hate Trump because he's a man. They hate men because they're men. They hate the country because men built the country. They hate men because men are stronger. And definitely for most of these Karens, I'll call them a Karen, most of these Karens don't have the intellectual ability to really see what's out the window. They don't want to look outside the window, so they keep looking at the carpet in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the aisle. They're looking at what is not important. So people want to know what's happening. Donald Trump, internationally. Why the hubbub with the European Union members, parliament, the prime ministers of the European countries, the presidents? Why do they keep their eyes and the focus on Donald Trump? Because they're trying to find a way to get a hit off of his knuckleballs. He's just floating, and just about the time they think they've got him, he floats the different direction. He floats in a different direction. And what's happening is he's continuing to suck the life out of the globalist agendas, the plans of the people that have ruled the world since before World War II. Going back to since before World War I, before 1901, going back to 1890, 1870, 50, who have always attempted to put presidents of their choice in the presidency. And when they weren't able to control the individual that would be placed through the voters in the presidency, well, they go to plan B. Kill them. Get them, poison them. Get rid of them. And Donald Trump, they have tried. There's been more than one or two attempts on his life openly. There's been attempts basically probably at least once a month, if not even more. Trump is not going to tell the world how many times they had to make changes because his life was in danger. Because he's not giving credit to these people. He's just going to keep sucking the blood out of them. Sucking the life out of them. Sucking the keeping them from continuing to hemorrhage the finances of the American people, like Mandani there in New York City. Everybody's leaving. All these corporations, they're bailing on New York City. They're leaving. Their plans have backfired. They didn't see Mondani coming, and they don't see Barry Satoro / Obama. They don't see him coming either. That's a curveball. That's a ball that Donald Trump will not be able to hit. He doesn't see it coming. It's coming from behind him. It's going to hit him, and there's nothing he can do about it. He's not going to be in for another 2 years. Okay. I'll be back for the second hour in a little while. Rick Rodriguez, thispresenttruth.com. And I'll be back. We'll continue to talk about Trump